At the end of the movie, Finding Nemo, there's a joke that involves a character from another Pixar film, the one-eyed Billy Crystal character from Monsters, Inc. Critic Bob Mondello laughed at the joke when he saw it, and then he says on the way out of the Cineplex, he passed the crowd leaving The Matrix Reloaded in the next auditorium, and something just clicked.
Monsters, Inc. and The Matrix. It hit me there in the lobby. They're the same movie. Now, I know you're thinking that's ridiculous. Monsters, Inc. is for little kids. The Matrix is rated R. Comedy versus thriller. Fuzzy blue fur versus shiny black leather. They couldn't be more different if they came from alternate universes. But they are both about alternate universes. Non-human worlds that are fueled by humans who don't know they're doing the fueling. Here's Morpheus explaining how it works in the original Matrix.
The human body generates more bioelectricity than 120-volt battery and over 25,000 BTUs of body heat. Combined with a form of fusion, the machines had found all the energy they would ever need.
Okay, now here's the Monsters, Inc. version, explained by a commercial watched by Monsters Sully and Mike.
We power your car. We warm your home. We light your city. Carefully matching every child to their ideal monster to produce superior screen, refined into clean, dependable energy.
Yeah, there are only supposed to be 13 basic plots, but that's really close. And think about how the two movies get the idea across. Monsters, Inc. shows a little kid lying in bed, a monster breaking into his room, preparing to burrow under the bed and make him scream. Okay, now think about The Matrix. Neo's lying in bed dreaming, and in his dream, he can't scream because his mouth is fused shut, and what's coming after him? A creepy, crawly, metallic monster intent on burrowing into his navel. Trust me, there's more. In both cases, the non-human worlds are accessed through portals, closet doors in Monsters, Inc., phone booths in The Matrix. In both, the humans are basically innocent bystanders, in Monsters, Inc. because they're little kids, in Matrix because they're hooked up and in a dream state. In both films, humans crossing over to the other side puts the parasitic world at risk. Neo and his buddies in Matrix wreaking havoc on Agent Smith and his computer-generated cohorts. A little girl named Boo in Monsters, Inc., wreaking havoc with Sully and Mikey and their computer-animated cohorts. Boo isn't scared of the monsters, which allows her to navigate her way comfortably through their world, and once Neo learns not to be afraid of the agents, he can navigate his way through theirs. All just coincidence? Well, sure. But the problem is, once you've noticed the connections, they kind of haunt you. I mean, Neo and Boo both have three-letter names. And John Goodman's Big Blue Sully is the same kind of protective father figure for Boo that Lawrence Fishburne's Morpheus is for Neo, especially in the second Matrix installment that's in theaters now. Which reminds me that the films do part ways in one respect that is just undeniable. In terms of script and acting and the ability to create a sense of reality, budget really does make a difference. The producers of Matrix Reloaded had enough money to buy special effects for virtually every frame, and that tips the balance firmly in favor of Monsters, Inc. I'm Bob Mondello.